And I've kept out of American politics, basically, because it's a lot of nonsense. I've always known this stuff, and I've watched the Patriot circuits for years. They always give a leader. I've told people this many times, they always give you a leader to follow, and they say all the sort of the words that are imprinted in your mind, basically. They'll say them all, the right little things. Constitution's mentioned often, the Federal Reserve, etc. And suddenly, you don't see much anymore. The people follow you. And then you always get let down at the end. Always. Always. It's always the same story. It's never been any different. It's always a con game because, you see, they're all members of high organizations. They're all Masons, by the way, too. All Masons. And it's interesting that Ron Paul, for instance, is thrown in with Romney. And Romney is a Mormon, and every Mormon is a Mason. Because once you're a male, you get up to the elect position, and you go through the Masonic rituals there. So it's astonishing that the people all follow and follow. And then the fighter that you've backed, the boxer, basically, you know, he just doesn't throw in the towel. He just lets go of the game. And it all works out the way it was pre-planned to do. And that's how it is. You throw the fight. That's what they used to call it when you didn't fight back at the last minute. And everybody goes, what happened? What happened? Well, you've been suckered again. That's what happened. And it's always going to happen if you always wait for the man to come along who is always presented to you. And when you go into Ron Paul's, there's many talks and clips up on YouTube. He was all for globalism. I don't know if people noticed that. he basically was going through with the same projects as the New American Century were all for, including the new monetary system for the world. I don't know if people know that. They wanted a gold standard monetary system for the world because, you see, the IMF runs on gold standard. And many other things tie in with it as well. But people who are blinded by the occasional words like democracy, or the Republic, or Federal Reserve, and patriotism. This buzzwords, you see, they're the trigger responses in the person emotionally. They're oblivious to everything else that's going on. And Romney also, of course, he had the Political Action Committee that backed him. A lot of ex-members of them were from Romney's team, and they were based in Romney's own area in Salt Lake City. You know, and then of course there was also one of his biggest financial backers was Peter Thiel, T-H-I-E-L, and I think he was also a Bilderberger guy. So I mean, the signs were all there that he would throw the fight, as you call it, throw the fight, and we couldn't tell because again there was a massive campaign pushing him, and people have to be awfully wary about these things. But again, they have to think for themselves, and you hope they can. Generally, you're disappointed. They don't. They go along like a crowd. And it's like Dirty Harry, you know, or one of these movies of Clint Eastwood. He rides into town, and he cleans it all up for you. And when you're expecting that, you're going for a downfall every time, because life doesn't happen that way. You all have to be your own champions. I've said that for years. And they'll keep supplying you every time. How many years of a patriot movement's wasted on this nonsense? Even this one man. A man who's a lifer in politics. You don't stay a lifer in politics unless you're one of the politicians who knows how to compromise. Never mind getting all his relatives into it too, not just his son. And then making sure that the right marriages are arranged and all the rest of it with people inside. I mean, standard lifer politician. And every suddenly on antidepressants because he's shown his hand. You can never help the people. You know, I've watched them bring forth one after another for the Patriot crowd, and the same thing happens for many, many, many years. And there's a whole Patriot movement basically geared towards that. And then the next one will make you waste another 5 years, or even if it runs twice, 10 years or whatever of your lives, just waiting and waiting and waiting. You've got to catch on to the cons that are going on. If you can't, then it's over, isn't it? It's over.
So he sucks you guys right in. So consider yourself sucked.
really didn't want to hear that.
This fucking piece of shit bag. See, one more asshole on TV talking about people collecting unemployment that they actually paid into, and they don't go off on these bankers who stole $1 trillion. It's just beyond me. You know, it's almost like they're running shit.
Fuckers.